Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Hopefully y'all join us tonight for our Impact stream over at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Before we get into the news, do us a favor, give us a thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, and we'd very much appreciate it. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? So yesterday, at the very beginning of our NXT recap, we talked about a report from Andrew Zarian where he said, and granted, vague terms, but still, that WWE had some good stuff potentially in store for the remainder of the year, one would think, after they go back out on the road. And WrestleVotes, in a tweet today, gave us a hint at some things that might be in store for viewers of WWE's products coming up later this year, early next year, is what WrestleVotes said. Quote, hearing WWE is potentially looking at more themed live shows upon returning to the road. Old School Raw, King of the Ring tourney, Viewer's Choice, a la Cyber Sunday, all possible for late 2021, early 2022. Please, please, Wild Card Finals.
Who could forget the Wild Card Finals? Goo. I could do without Old School Raw, but I'm all about King of the Ring tournaments.
Well, there's one caveat to that. If Sid comes back again.
I'm all about the King of the Ring tournaments. Cyber Sunday, I'm all about that.
Why are you no selling Sid? How rude of you.
Man, last time Sid showed up and destroyed Heath Slater, I feel like that was peak Old School Raw. I don't know if I'd want to see that recreated. Unless they're going to do like a half-hour-long sit-down interview with Sid.
Where he can
do his shoot interview stuff. That'd be great. But I think, you know, this is good. You know, I mean, you know, you've seen the kind of success AEW's had with their themed episodes. Sure. Why not? Here's the thing, you should be promoting your shows as special things, you know, like you should never take for granted the fact that you've got 3 hours on a Monday, 2 hours on a Friday and 2 hours on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You should never take that for granted. You always should be hyping up to the best you could. With these shows. So, yeah, themed episodes, awesome. Great.
We see with NXT coming up July 7th. What they got going on?
Great American Bash.
Great American Bash.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. You've got an entire library, as it's been noted before, this entire library of IP, of stuff that you can use, throw back to things, and have some fun with your programming.
Yeah. I really hope we do get a King of the Ring tournament. There just seems to be so much chatter about it, even though Adam Pearce.
Oh, yeah.
Seemingly denied such chatter to Louis Dangour the other day on Twitter. Nonetheless, there seems to be a lot of chatter about it. That makes me excited that it's going to happen. I love me King of the Ring, but give it real stakes. Just a year of wearing a crown is not enough for me.
Give him a title shot.
I'm talking about. It should be WWE's version of New Japan Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, or it could be like, you know, any goofy AEW thing that they do. Okay, well, now that guy gets a title shot 2 weeks from now on normal TV. You know,
exactly.
It's like we know, okay, they're not going to win it, but it's a high profile thing. It's something to look forward to. It's something to build to. It's a reason for people to care. So, yep. So yeah, do all that stuff. It's great.
It is great.
Cool.
Speaking of people who won't be participating in any themed episode WWE programming, wrestlers who recently got released from the company. Fightful Select is reporting that there are some of those who were released this year between the most recent ones and in April who apparently want out of their no-compete clauses early. Fightful states that WWE is receptive and notes that the company, quote, has been more lenient than ever before about inquiries regarding non-competes. Of course, Andrade, when he was released, no non-compete.
Mm-hmm.
He was free to go wherever he wanted right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you hear that Wrestling Federation show that was like apparently was at the center of some minor controversy because of their relationship with like Ring of Honor and CMLL. This show's not happening anymore.
It didn't happen.
So they just showed up and caused a bunch of, they stirred up the pot a little bit and they're like, yeah, we're not doing the show.
That's not going to happen.
But yeah, I mean, it would probably be interesting to see if a more formal approach to the non-compete. I mean, look, I'm not there. I don't know what their contracts, how this stuff works, but you know, if they're able to negotiate when they're out, hey, you know, we'll pay you for the no-compete, but you know, we'll pay you less if it's a shorter no-compete. Obviously, what kind of no-compete do you want? Do you want immediate no-compete? Do you want to compete tomorrow? No-compete. Yes, compete. Do you want a yes compete clause?
Yes. Yes.
Or do you want to know?
But you know, we got a couple high profile events coming up in the next couple months. We got Slammiversary in July, and then we got All Out coming up early September. You know, for those talents who unfortunately lost their WWE jobs in April, you know, obviously that's enough time for them to show up at Slammiversary. But for those who were just recently released, if they want to show up at Impact or at All Out, they need an early out on their no compete. They need to change the no compete to a yes compete by mid July or early September.
Confirm compete.
To make a huge debut, a huge impact. Imagine Tommy End showing up at the end of All Out.
That'd be terrific.
To hit Kenny Omega with a black mask.
Yeah.
How incredible would that be?
Or the Iconics to show up at Slammiversary.
Well, I think they could do that. They could do that. No compete would be up by then.
Probably. So yeah, all that's great. I mean, you got to figure these days, man. WWE has to understand, okay, well, you know, yeah, AEW has a big event with All Out, but it's not like they couldn't just 3 weeks later put on some big event on Dynamite and do the exact same thing. Like at some point, these people are going to be making their debuts, and that's just the way the business is. They probably want to avoid, like, for example, you know, like a Rick Rude situation where somebody somehow shows up on TV the same day and causes a stir. So maybe they'll just have, hey, you know what? 3 week no compete. Okay. Just don't compete for 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, there's the only way that could, no, I think that can happen, man.
What, a 3 week no compete?
Doesn't tape anything. No, I mean, like people showing up.
Just being kind of jokey with it, but you know, like, hey, you have like a match at WrestleMania and then they cut you the next day. You don't want them showing up on TV like that week or something. Maybe because the heat's still there, maybe they'd say, hey, just wait a little bit. But who knows? You know, it's WWE. Maybe they're just thinking, hey, you know, if we cut you, it means we're not going to use you. So we don't care if you show up the next day. You know, we got bigger fish to fry. We're WWE. We're a big deal. So
we're too busy trying to get our Marvel Cinematic Universe for wrestling going over here.
Exactly. We don't care what's happening with All Out. We're going to be a big, big Disney type company. Good luck with that. Anyways.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Part of the WWE expanded universe, NXT UK, which it's on Raw, they treat as non-canon apparently.
Yeah.
With Piper Niven being mystery protege to Eva Marie. However, if you're fans of NXT UK like we are, we know who Piper Niven is, and she is great.
Great.
So we had an episode today, opened up with Wolfgang of Gallus versus Sam Gradwell.
Another hard loss for Sam Gradwell. Because no W's for him. However, Wolfgang has all the W's, and he won with, I'm sorry, he's got my new favorite spear in wrestling, because that's how he took down Sam Gradwell.
It's kind of like a spear, almost like Spinebuster combo, because he doesn't just go through them with a spear. He goes through them, picks them up, and then slams.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So Wolfgang picked up. So now he's 1-0. So the story there, I totally forgot about this, but Gallus Boys... well, the two Gallus Boys, Wolfgang and Mark Coffey, they're in a bit of a competition. That's true. Later on, Mark Coffey went and started poking at Shaw Samuels to get a match with him.
While he's just sitting there doing his crossword.
He was just sitting there doing his crossword, and he started poking that particular bear. And then Shaw Samuels pretty easily convinced to get into a match. So yeah, that's going to happen next week. And I'm sure Mark Coffey's probably going to tie it up 1-1. We'll mm-hmm. see where that goes. That's going to be pretty mm-hmm. good stuff. After that, we had a promo from Kenny Williams, where he seemed very excited to take on Danny Jones. That match happened next. Kenny Williams, of course, got a win with bad luck over the young lion there at NXT UK, Danny yep. Jones.
Yep. This next bit was great to promote their match next week. For sure, the main event. We had a round table, Joe Coffey, Rampage, and Ilya. Really well done. They're all kind of arguing like who's toughest, who's the best fighter, who's the most violent.
Yeah.
They framed it in a way where it kind of starts up and then it picks up steam.
Yeah. It was very deliberate.
So by the end,
at first,
they're just all talking over each other.
It was a really well edited, well paced. I always like to appreciate the craftsmanship here when they put extra detail into and extra effort into, you know, making this a really frenzied dialogue segment towards the end. And maybe that'll be reflected in the actual match they tell. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this match. I think it should be just a killer, killer physical match.
Yeah, all these little kind of roundtable segments they've been doing on NXT UK of late have been really good.
Yeah, they work really well. We have the aforementioned bit between Mark Coffey and Shaw Samuels. And then we have Supernova Sessions with guest Jordan Devlin, who looked like a million bucks. I forget who the fashion designer is that he was wearing. But him and Noam Dar, very friendly, of course, both bad guys, both heels. And Noam Dar is promoting his new shirt.
Which is actually a pretty solid shirt.
A good-looking
shirt.
By WWE
standards.
He was expressing some sympathy with Jordan Devlin over having his Cruiserweight Championship robbed. Jordan Devlin reiterating, yeah, just because you can run up a ladder faster than me doesn't mean you're the better man. And then Noam Dar allows Jordan Devlin the floor for his exclusive, and he basically just put the NXT UK locker room on notice because he's in town.
Yeah, pretty much. After that, we had was supposed to be a Dave Mastiff interview. We kept getting distracted by Tyler Bate and Jack Starr's training there at the PC in the ring behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of just walks over there. It's like, you know, hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going, guys?
And Tyler Bate stops the training and, you know, talks to Jack Starr. He says, hey, you've been really impressing me late. I want to give you a Heritage Cup match. And Jack Starr's like, appreciate it. Don't think I'm ready, though.
I want to earn it.
Tyler Bate's like, all right, well, offer stands. When do you want it? It's there.
Yeah.
And he kind of wanders off, and Mastiff starts giving Jack Starr a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Like, why are you turning that down?
Yeah.
You've it's an opportunity. You don't turn that down.
You don't turn that down. But it was a very polite sequence.
Everybody's very soft-spoken and polite.
Soft-spoken and polite here. After that, we had the great Nathan Frazier versus Rohan Raja. Really fun match. Frazier ended up getting one with a frog splash. And we got a tease of perhaps who his first real big meaty feud could be with. Looks like it's going to be Teal Man taking on Nathan Frazier.
Looks that way. Looks yeah. that way. Next, we had Jordan Devlin walking back to his private locker room. He opens the door. A-Kid's in there making himself a cup of coffee or something.
Man.
And Jordan Devlin says, you know, hey, get out. It's my space. A-Kid says, make me. And what does Jordan Devlin do? He goes looking for Sid Scala to kick A-Kid out of there.
This wasn't resolved, though. We didn't get the back half of this where Sid Scala comes in and awkwardly asks A-Kid to get out of there. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I feel like Devlin has a point here. He's not the bad guy here. That's his locker room. He negotiated this in his contract.
Agreed.
And then some dude
like
just rolls up and
more,
uses his Keurig.
He's got to be a bit more forceful in terms of getting A-Kid out of his space.
Yeah, you pop him one, you know, give him a jab and kick him out.
That's what I'm saying.
But he shouldn't have to do that.
Anyway. Well, I mean, that's the hand he's been dealt. So,
yeah, good point. And then we had our main event, which is a mixed tag match. Subculture, Flash Morgan and Danny Luna versus Ginny and Joseph Connors. This is a fun match here. The ref got distracted by Ginny while Danny Luna power bombs Joseph Connors. And then Flash gets that pin with a really fantastic 630 that just landed with a thud right on Joseph Connors. He picks up the win for Subculture there. Fun stuff.
More fun stuff. Impact tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do our co-stream over on the Twitch, twitch.tv/StephenLarson.
Oh, yeah.
one of the highlights of the week.
Oh, absolutely.
This is what we can expect from Impact tonight. Apparently, they're going to address Sami Callihan's future in Impact Wrestling as well as the main event of Slammiversary.
So
I'm guessing Scott D'Amore is going to say, Don Callis, you can't fire anybody because you're fired.
You're fired, Don Callis. So we'll see if that happens. We get the debut of Steve Macklin, formerly known as Steve Cutler in WWE. And I really enjoyed his promo, so this should be a lot of fun.
This should be fun. Kojima, still on Impact, going to take on Rhino. Ooh, that should be good.
A couple legends. A couple legends here. Madman Fulton. Who was responsible for screwing Larson out of his Impact title.
I don't blame Madman Fulton. I think he was operating well within the rules of a five-way match. I blame the referee for making a crap decision.
There you go.
I don't blame Madman Fulton in the least. He's trying to help his guy win.
Well, he's going to try to get a win over X Division champion Josh Alexander. It's been announced that Ultimate X is going down at Slammiversary.
So how do you feel about that, Steve?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's not King of the Mountain, which everybody seems to crap on, so... I'm down for it. I just want all those dudes to be safe. None of those Kazarian leg drops, please.
Oh, we're going to get something crazy. Just you wait.
And we've got Tennille Dashwood versus Rachel Ellering. That actually should be a really terrific match. Mm-hmm. And TJP is taking on Black Taurus, which, again, should be a pretty fun match.
Yeah, that should be great.
So I wonder how soon after his Iron Man match this was filmed. I don't know if this is all in the same batch of tapings, but TJP might come out there looking...
Same with Josh Alexander.
Yeah, well, it was funny because he had that interview, like, what was it, last week, where he was roughed up, and then, they had obviously filmed that right afterwards. Maybe a couple days later, they did the next filming, and he looked fine.
Yeah, he looked basically okay.
So, yeah, anyways, good stuff. Hopefully, we'll see you there tonight at the Twitch, twitch.tv/StephenLarson. Thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.